Let's do some spiritual checkup, should we? In a day and age when many of us seem to be so busy, always on the run, and very restless, I wonder if we ever have time to rest or even to pray. Let me ask you several questions. First one, when was the last time you prayed? I mean, really pray. When was the last time you enjoyed spending time with God instead of only coming to ask for something and cut it short right afterward? Second question. When was the last time you hear God speaks to you? Third question. When was the last time you were able to just simply soak in His goodness, waste time with Him in order to rest in His love? These three questions are important. The church is not asking you or I, us, to be contemplative religious who are cloistered, meaning lock themselves from the rest of the world, because that is their particular vocation, not ours. That is not the state of life for many of us here. However, the church is asking you and I to be active contemplatives, to be both Mary and Martha, to be both prayerful and spiritual missionaries and witnesses of the gospel. This, my brothers and sisters, is our universal call to holiness by the virtue of our baptism. Therefore, in order for us to be balanced, we need to avoid the two extremes. The first extreme is isolating ourselves totally and completely from the world, building an enclave and isolating ourselves from the people around us. The second extreme is that we're so busy in doing anything and everything that we have no time to rest in God, having no personal place to rest and to come back spiritually. Those are the two extremes that we need to avoid. We need to avoid also making our spiritual life an either-or mentality or lifestyle in saying one extreme, my works are my prayers, and that is enough. Or that the other extreme, we say, my prayers are the only thing worthwhile in this world, in this life. My brothers and sisters, what we have received in our prayers are to be enlivened and integrated in our daily works. We bring our works, our words, our actions to prayer as to reflect, as to understand, and as to seek the will of God. Prayer and work are the two sides of the same coin in our spiritual life. Prayer and work isn't an either-or option. It's both and. It's holistic and it's integrated. If we do not have the depth of prayer, our actions become self-serving and ego-centered. If we do not serve and just want to pray all day, then we perhaps are running away from our duties and our responsibilities. Remember, the Lord Jesus did both. He prayed often, but He also cared in words and actions for those who sought Him. If you and I don't have time to pray and rest, we might miss God passing by, just like in the first reading today. Abraham was attentive and humbled enough to recognize the three angels representing God the Almighty, welcomed them in, and was able to bless by them. If we do not have time to pray, we will downplay God and His truth. If we are not humble enough, we will stop trying to seek His will, only wanting to be affirmed in hearing yes from Him as to satisfy our heart desires. If we don't have time to sit at His feet to listen, to be humble in following Him, our works will be in vain. It's very dangerous, but the very easy way of life, of faith, to create idols, different images of God to fit our likings and our agenda. Yet at the end of the day, we act like God, and we demand or expect God to be our servant, our butler, in giving us what we want, what we think is best for us. If we are not grounded in prayers, those are the dangerous, slippery slope that we'll run into. But when we are grounded in the love of God, to listen in order to receive from Him from the heart, we're able to make compassionate, loving, and constructive criticism of our culture when it goes astray. We do not become worldly, nor abandoned and retired from the world. We do not isolate ourselves in our own ghettos or enclaves. We judge all things according to the truth and lovingly call people back to the theocentric way of life when they have strayed away. Let me give you an example of prayer. This week, one of our AC unit, the one as you exit the church to the right-hand side, was out. And it kept blowing hot air the whole day. So we couldn't take it anymore, especially when the temperature was rising about 82 degrees. After a short diagnostic, the repairman was able to identify the cause, which is a failed small piece of plastic, the capacitor. This small piece of plastic was the thing that stopped things from communicating and regulating things properly. I was not really surprised, because this is a repetitive and regular cause to our AC problems all around the facilities. Even though it is a big commercial unit that able to push out tens of tons of cool air, but it's deemed ineffective and couldn't operate properly just because the small plastic capacitor fails to connect the electrical current and send signal to operate and regulate the unit with the main circuitry, the thermostat, and the controller. The unit was just blowing hot air until the capacitor was replaced and fixed. You see, prayer is that small, many times forgotten, and insignificant capacitator. But without that capacitator that connects us to what and who gives us life, we're just blowing hot air. Without prayer, my brothers and sisters, no matter how hard we try, we are not connected to the real life-giving source. Prayer grounds us in what gives us life, the grace of God. And who gives us life? God Himself. Many times we have looked elsewhere, trying to make sense of life and do so many things, but forget that the often forgotten seem to be small act of lifting up our hearts and connecting to the ones who loves us, who gives us life and makes all things connect and make sense. It's really important. I remember when I was ordained a priest a little more than 6 years ago, the Archbishop of San Antonio, Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sillas, told me, "Pray well, work hard, serve genuinely, and love passionately." Those were the words that he gave me, and I wish to share them to you now. Pray well, work hard, serve genuinely, and love passionately. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, don't be afraid to pray, to reflect on all things, and to allow everything to bring us to a deeper prayer and trust in the Almighty. Why? He's always there, and He's only a prayer away. And the church is asking us today in the readings for us to be both Mary and Martha in our prayers and in our actions, sitting at the feet of the Lord to receive from Him and carry that into action, so that we become witnesses and testimony of the Almighty and His love for humanity.